The Squamish Chamber of Commerce has its board members set for the next year. Members have elected 5 incumbents and 4 newcomers to the chamber's board. The chamber announced in a news release on April 27 that the following individuals have been elected to the board of directors for the one-year 2023-24 term: Roxana Dees, of Euphoria Natural Healthcare; Agustina Coquero, of WealthSense Financial; Theodora Jean, of Coldwater Communications; Laura Prosco, of Woodfibre LNG. Incoming directors will be joined by the following incumbents, who were re-elected: Jackie Menezes, from Seventh Wave Consulting; Catherine Webster, from the Sea to Sky Gondola; Michel André Aubin, from the Business Development Bank of Canada; Brandon Baker, of Garibaldi Eye Care; Gail Kim, of Makhof Mohammed. Each board director as a volunteer. The Squamish Chamber thanks outgoing directors Jack Montpelier, former Secretary Christine Barton, and former President Abby Majendi for their valuable contributions to the board over the last 2 years, reads the release. The Squamish Chamber is taking part in the federal government's 50-30 Challenge, which is a program that challenges Canadian organizations to increase the representation and inclusion of diverse groups. It asks organizations, like the Chamber, to have 50% women and or non-binary people on its boards and or in senior management. It also asks that 30% of that board be made up of folks of other equity-deserving groups, such as those who are Indigenous, racialized, Black, folks with disabilities and or 2SLGBTQ+. This goal has been achieved for the incoming Squamish board's term. We have an engaged, business-focused board of directors, bringing perspectives that are locally and professionally diverse, which will enhance our organization and our ability to support a business community where security, growth and success are accessible for all. We look forward to a successful 2023, said Executive Director Chris Fair, in the release. More information about the organization and its initiatives can be found on the Chamber's website.